It's been a busy few months with, you know, a lot of events happening at the university with the departure of Phyllis Wise as the Urbana Chancellor and several sports programs which have faced investigations. And the university is operating without a state budget, so without certainty of what its funding will be. And when we talked in May, you talked about what you called a grand vision for the University of Illinois. And I'm wondering, if how have all these other ongoing events affected you and your ability to implement that vision?
I think the formulation of the strategic vision for the University of Illinois is proceeding well. We've had a lot of great ideas and a lot of great dialogue. And some of the ideas are starting to come into some degree of focus, and we could talk about some of the things. But there needs to be a lot more consultation and vetting of concepts and ideas. But the target is still next March through May as the delivery of an approved and hopefully approved plan for the trustees for the University of Illinois for all three campuses. So we're on track. We haven't skipped a beat on that.
Phyllis Wise's resignation, that happened a day before the release of emails showing her and other administrators communicating through private emails in an apparent attempt to circumvent university policy as far as release of communications for Freedom of Information Act requests. And that there was a previous standing policy for even private emails to be included when they touched on university business. Do you have any plans or policy changes to make sure that policy is followed in the future, since apparently was not in this case?
Well, I think we need to be very clear on what the policy is and what it isn't. It's okay to use private email to conduct university business. There are no policies that say you can't do that. However, any such records have to be made available subsequent to FOIA requests for the Freedom of Information laws. So the use of private email is not the question. It's the disclosure issue when called for. And so the university did the extra mile, I'd have to say. We discovered a problem where there was materials that should have been out earlier, and we just put them out comprehensively just recently, and anybody reads those emails can come to their own conclusions, but the thing I'd like to leave with you is the university has done the right thing for the right reasons in on the right time frame. So we've been very, I think, fulsome in our transparent disclosure of all the materials that we felt should have been responsive to previous FOIAs. And going forward, we're going to clarify, make sure that everybody understands the need for all university business materials to be made available when there's a request to the Freedom of Information laws.
Let me ask you about the state budget, or the lack of the state budget. You know, we're about a month and a half into the state's new fiscal year. Not clear yet how much will be cut from state funding for higher education. How has the university had to adapt without a state budget in place? And do you see any progress towards some resolution of the budget crisis? And if that's not coming soon, how does that affect university operations?
Well, we have had to adapt to the fact that there is no current budget. And one of the cases we're making strongly is that it's very hard to run a railway system when you don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. So we need some predictability behind the budget, because going from crisis situation to crisis situation makes it hard to really plan most efficiently.
Is there a crisis coming up? Is there a point coming up in the next few weeks or months if you don't have some certainty from the state about what they're going to offer, since apparently you're not getting any funding right now?
Well, there's no immediate crisis for us, although the longer this goes on, the more troublesome it gets, obviously. We're still expecting some voucher payments from 2015. So there's a lag in the impact between the state funding vouchers being paid and the impact on the university. But we've made some serious decisions already. We have a hiring freeze in place on the university administration. We've moved funds from administration to students. We're not at the cliff edge, I would say. We have the benefit of tuition payments coming in now for the incoming class there in August. So we have some cash in hand, and we're going to use our reserves and our best efforts to serve the people of the state of Illinois. That said, I think it's time to have a budget that makes sense for public higher education in this state. And I'm going to make that case as cogently and as effectively as I can.